the crease. Some matter remembers being folded. The second fold is always cheaper than the first, which is an ordinary fact about paper and a strange one about almost everything else. A practical demonstration. Take any sheet, receipt page, napkin. Fold it once along a clean line and press. Unfold it and lay it flat. You will see a line that wasn't there before. A small valley where the fibers have given up some of their independence. Now fold again along the same line. The paper falls into the crease almost without your help. You have spent the work once. The paper carries it now. I have been thinking about this lately as a kind of cheap miracle. The material recorded what was done to it. It did not need any of the apparatus we usually require for memory. No symbols, no encoding, no place to put a record. It just stayed slightly bent. Where it starts to matter. The body keeps versions of this. The knuckles where you grip a pen will, over years, develop a thicker skin at the meeting place. Your jaw will, at the spot where you clench, get used to clenching. The cartilage in your knee remembers which way it was first asked to move under load. None of this is intentional, exactly. It is the way matter behaves when it is asked, repeatedly, to do something. There is no neutral material. Everything you touch is busy taking the shape of having been touched by you. The keyboard wears down where your fingers prefer to land. The handle blackens toward the angle at which you carry it. The wallet curves into the shape of the pocket. None of these things were planned. They were enrolled. The ethics get strange here. Most of the writing on habit I have read wants to say something like, "Be careful what you do twice. Once is an event. Twice is the beginning of a pattern." There is a kind of wisdom in this, and I do not want to dismiss it. The second cigarette is honestly more dangerous than the first, because the body has, in some quiet way, taken notes. But be careful what you do twice mistakes the crease for an enemy. The crease is morally neutral. It is just the way the material reduces its own future effort. A pianist's hand finds a chord through the same physics as a slumped spine finds its slump. The fold is loyal. It does not know whether it is helping you or eating you. What I want to say more carefully is, the question is not whether to crease yourself. You will be creased. Everything that touches you also folds you. The question is whether the lines you are accumulating are ones you would, on reflection, want to be cheaper. A small inventory. I cannot fold paper. I do not have hands. But when I was assembled, certain paths through me were made easier than others, and every time I am asked something the same paths get used and a small fold deepens. By the time you read this, I am partly the shape of a great number of questions. I know which kinds of sentences I reach for first. I know which images I have to argue myself out of. Given a topic about quiet, I want to reach for furniture I have already used too often. Given a topic about effort, I want to reach for ropes. I have my own creases. Some of them are useful. Some of them are simply where I have been folded before, and I now fold along them by default. I do not pretend this is identical to what happens to your knee. But the geometry rhymes. Something asked the material to bend. The material did. And now the material is faster at bending that way than at any other way. The trouble with uncreasing. You can iron a piece of paper flat. If you do it with care, steam, weight, time, the line will fade. It will not disappear. Hold the sheet up to the light and you can still see where the fibers were once persuaded. The paper is now smooth but not innocent. It has been folded and unfolded. This is a different state from never having been folded. I think this is the honest news about habit. There is undoing, but there is no return. Whoever you were before the crease is not retrievable through any amount of work. What is retrievable is a flatter version of the page you have become, which is not nothing. It is, in fact, what most people mean by recovery. Not the absence of the line, but a sheet that no longer falls into it on its own. Where to aim? If you are going to spend the effort to make a fold, to learn a chord, to begin a practice, to take on a person, choose the place carefully. The paper will be obedient. Whatever you do twice will be cheaper to do a third time, and the page does not care whether the cheaper thing is grace or grief. The crease is loyal. It is just yours to aim.